Republican lawmakers launch Congressional Family Caucus, Foundational to Human Flourishing. By Katherine Hamilton on March 8, 2023. Several House Republicans launched a caucus on Wednesday to defend the natural family from attempts by the radical left to erode this core foundation of our society. Members of the Congressional Family Caucus, created by Reps. Mary Miller, REL, Diana Harshbarger, RTN, and Brian Babin, RTX, will initiate legislation favorable to American families and discuss the effects major legislation will have on the family, the lawmakers announced in an article for The Washington Stand, which is the Family Research Council's outlet for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. America has witnessed a concerted effort by activists on the left to abolish the natural family for years, the lawmakers wrote, adding that the natural family, a man and a woman committed for life to each other and to their children, was ordained by God as the foundation of our society. The natural family is essential for a nation to prosper because the family is the root of self-government, service, community, and personal responsibility, they continued. The lawmakers said the mission of the radical left is to replace the natural family with the federal government. They detailed. The left advances abortion, fatherlessness, surgical castration, and atheism. These woke progressives attempt to subvert parental rights by eliminating parental consent for abortion and gender transition procedures. They fill school curriculums with perverse transgender ideology and racist critical race theory. The marriage-based family is under attack, and we should not embrace a culture that works to remove these foundations of our society that have been affirmed throughout human history, the lawmakers continued. The House members added that too many conservatives are afraid to glorify God in public life or acknowledge the irreplaceable benefit of having a mother and a father in the home, and said they believe lawmakers have a moral obligation to protect and conserve the family. We cannot allow the left to continue to advance their dogma that children belong more to the state than to their own parents, they wrote. A happy family is a blessing from God and is foundational to human flourishing.